Again, good morning, everybody. Thank you very much. It's a nice turnout. Once again, the Shanaf guys are filling the void of the Shanaf guys that have departed. And learning during this Friday Seder and also attending the short Shmooz. So this week's parasha opens up, we know, the mitzvah of Shemitah. So the Midrashim are replete with extensive praise of the people who are Shomer Shemitah. The Medrash over here in Medrash Tanchuma says, Rav Huna Tani B'Shem Rav Acha Omer Eli Yisrael Shehu Omer Gibori Korach Osei Devaro L'Shema B'Kol Devaro Shekdim Asi L'Shmia, that the Gibori Korach that's spoken about in Tehillim is referring to those that said Nasav Nishma. The Shomer Shvius, they're the Gibori Koach. They're the strong ones. They're also Devaro L'Shmo Devaro. Lamanik Rishmam Gibori Koach. Why are they so strong? Why are they referred to as being strong? Rosh, the Sadeh Mufkaros, Ilonos Mufkarim, Hasiyag Mufkaratim. Their land, their fields are laid Hefker, ownerless. Their trees, ownerless. Their fences broken, and they see people eating their peros. They can't make any parnas, they can't work. They can't eat their fruit, they can't make any business with their fruit. They can't do anything. They can't plant, nothing. They conquer their Yitzhar. The rabbis learn, they're so great, they're so strong. They're Gibori Koach. So the Medrash goes on to explain it. The mitzvah usually, shofar, tefillin, any mitzvah you can imagine, you do it one time, once a year, you do it every day for a few hours. This is a mitzvah, or in a few hours, an hour, it's a tefillin. This is a mitzvah you do the entire year. The entire year. Right? Not a day, not a week, not a month, the entire year. It's not like Sfiras HaOmer, 49 days, the entire year. And at the end of this chazal, it says, Yesh ha gibor chayel gadol mizeh. Could be any stronger person than this? And who are we talking about exactly? You know, if you go through the newspaper during the years of Shemitah, you see, these aren't necessarily Tamidei Chachamim. It would be one thing if the Gedolim were these, you know, the owners of the fields, these big rabbis, the Gedolim, and they had tons and tons of fields, and all of a sudden for the year of Shemitah they didn't do anything. Everybody would be like, wow. But what's even greater than that is that's not who we're talking about. We're talking about the regular Joe. And we know the halacha that Am Aretz, we assume even Am Aretz takes off Meister on Shabbos. He doesn't know anything, but he knows that. He knows the Alpha, he knows what Meister is. Again, these types of mitzvos are related to Emunah. I mean, you see throughout history, even, unfortunately, not everybody has the ability, like we do, to sit in yeshiva and to be brought up in observant homes and observant backgrounds. At the end of the day, you have the Pintel Yid. And you have this emunah, this that's built in. And what you see is that every single Jew is fit to be called Gibori Koach, a strong one, Osei Devaro, doing the Hashem's will. And there are always stories during the years of Shemitah about this person. He's not really from, but some rabbi convinced him not to work his field on Shemitah, and he saw Nisim. It's constant. But one message I want to take out of this Nakuda is that everybody has that ability, even if you don't know so much, to be a Gibori Koach, to be tremendous. On the same note, this past week I had some non-from relatives over for dinner, and we were schmoozing, and he told me he reads Derech Hashem, and he reads Mesiyas Hasharim, so he's searching for growth. So it hit me that and he mentioned something about Eish HaTorah. So I said, you know what? This a friend of mine, Charlie Harari, I don't know if you remember, from the beginning of the year, you saw the videos from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which I thought were outstanding. So I thought these videos would be perfect for this person. You know, and also I wanted to get him on, like, in Eish.com. I wanted to get him in, you know, there's so much online, there's Eish. You already said Eish HaTorah, that if there's any way you're going to bring him into, like, Eish.com, it's through Charlie's videos. So I sent him that night a link, and I looked, he had a video, it's called Take the Shot. So he describes how he hit a big home game in 10th grade, 3 seconds left, I think it was actually more than that, I don't remember exactly how much time was left on the clock, but they were down by a point or two, and they designed a play for somebody else, and Charlie was relieved that the play wasn't designed for him, because he was quite nervous. Although he was very good, I remember he was a very good ball player. He was very good. He was nervous, and rightfully so. And they inbound the ball, and I guess the person who they had intended to pass to was guarded too closely, and they threw the ball to him. He hit a wide open shot. He was petrified, so he passed off the ball. Okay, and the other guy shot up a prayer and didn't go in. So again, to the locker room, and the coach says, "You know, good game, everybody. You know, you gave it your all, and you know, better luck next time." And he says, "Charlie, I want to speak to you." So he said, "Charlie, listen, I've been coaching for 30 years. If I put you on that court during that time, that means I believe in you. And you have to believe in yourself. That's the mashal. The nimshal is, that's essentially what Hashem is. Hashem is the world's greatest coach of all time. Always was, always will be. And every morning, right, when he wakes you up, he's saying, I'm putting you in the game, 3 seconds left, everything on the line, I'm putting you in the game. Why? Because I believe in you. And I think this is the message of this idea. Even the farmer who doesn't know so much, he has that emunah. He can be a giver koach. Each and every one of you can be a giver koach. Very often, I want to add on to this idea, and I think I'm gonna send this idea. I'm gonna send an email later. Hold on a second. But the play wasn't designed for him. The coach told him afterwards, "I believe in you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be out there on the court." Yeah, but if you really, really, really believed in me, then why did you design the play for him? Elamai, what's the answer? Not always. You go through life, you see that one. You're right. I don't want to say Hashem's first choice, the coach's first choice, but you'll always in your life, you'll always say, "Oh, what do I need to do so well? Or I'll never be the Golozo. I'll never be the Rosh Shiva. I'll never be that Master Talmud Chacham. I'm just a spectator in the game." That's not true. Anybody who's out there on the court, all five guys, there's a reason why they're all there. Even though you can always say there's somebody else, the play is designed for him. The play's not designed for me. No. But if you're in the game, there's a reason for you to be in the game. And I think that's very, very important, because you go through life, we always see somebody, "Oh, he's gonna be the big rabbi, or he's gonna be the big lawyer, and he's gonna be this." And but me, I'm a regular guy. I'm just on the sidelines. No. You're not on the sidelines at all. You are the most important person in the world. And to add to that, one of my favorite words, they say over from the Sfas Emes, the Mishnah Avos says, "Einan ni li, mi li. If I'm not for myself, who am I?" So if you translate that at face value, what does it mean? It means, if I don't take care of myself, nobody's going to take care of me. But the Sfas Emes says not like that. He says, "Einan ni li, mi li. If I don't do my job, who's going to do my job for me?" If somebody important comes to you, the Rosh Yeshiva comes to you and says, "You have to, you know, clear up the Svarim, and only you can clear up the Svarim, so you feel important, because it's your job and only your job." That's really what your life is. God, you know, God put Judah Goldsmith in this world to be Judah Goldsmith, the best Eved Hashem I could be. That's what he did. That's my job. And when it comes to me being in the game, it doesn't matter that the play wasn't designed for me. It doesn't matter. That's not I'm in the game. The coach has faith in me. You're here. You're in yeshiva. Hashem is faith in you to grow to be the best Eved Hashem that you could be. And I think that's the message of this idea of Shemitah. That Gibor HaKoach, what do you mean Gibor HaKoach? He doesn't know so much. What is he? Right? Osei Devaro, the Shmuel called Devaro. Always listening to Hashem. But no, at the end of the day, you know why he's there? You know why he's able to do it? Because in the end of the day, he's a Jew. He's a Jew, and every Jewish person is dafka put here for a reason. And Kadosh Baruch Hu loves you, and you're special to him, and only you can do that job. It doesn't matter that other people are doing other jobs that you in your mind, in your perhaps warped mind, think they're more important. No. You have the ability to be the greatest Eved Hashem that you could be. And that's all that matters to Hashem. And that's why you're in the game. And point number two is that it's always important, especially Parshas Behar, to remind ourselves of Emunah when it comes to everything in life. Of course, you know, you look at the news, you know, who's... The dangers that are around Eretz Yisrael, dangers that are around Klal Yisrael all over the world. You have to remember to have Emunah in Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu was running the world, is running the world, and always will be running the world. And we don't have to, of course, we have to be diligent. We have to be on the lookout, of course, to be careful. We also have to be mechazek ourselves in our Emunah and in our Avodas Hashem. And through that, we'll see the Gula Shleima in Yisrael Hashem. That being said about Emunah, you know, especially to the guys who are going to college, and even guys here, now's the time to work on it. Everything is decided by Hashem. Shalom Shujim brings down the mashal about the roller coaster ride or the speedway, right? My kids went to Disney World, they drove cars. They're on a track, and it's being orchestrated, so to speak, by somebody behind. But there, as little kids, they're sitting there driving, thinking that they're doing everything. And we look at them, they're fools. These little kids, they think that they're doing something with the car when they press the gas, when they move the wheel. But little do they know, but we know, that there's somebody in the booth making sure that everything happens. And that's essentially 100% what's going on in our lives. You know, a person goes, he has a business meeting, or he makes the wrong decision, or he makes the right decision. He thinks it's all him. His whole life, I'm picking the career because I'm going to do great and everything's going to be me. No, that's not how it works. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to do your shtadlis, and that's the challenge. The challenge is to do all the shtadlis, and then to do all the work, to do well in school, to land a big job, and then to remember that it's not you. It's all from Hashem. And that's why, and a person has to tap into that every 7 years. For 6 years, you can work the field as much as you want, but in the seventh year, you have to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and remember, hold on a second. It's not me who's doing it. It's not the fact that I've planted this seed or that seed or and obviously we know that from rain, right? Rain, essentially, they say rain's Friday night, dafka, because the most growth is happening Friday night, because to show you there's nothing to do with you. There's nothing to do with you. That's why you'll notice over the years, very often, heavy rains come Friday night. Dafka for this reason. That a person needs to remember that it's not him who's doing it, it's Hashem. In the same vein, when a person goes to sleep, right? Does he do anything? No. He's totally relying upon Hashem. That he's going to wake up the next morning, that he's going to have eyesight, he's going to be able to walk the next morning. That's all up to Hashem. And a person has to remember, and that's why every 7 years you have the mitzvah of Shemitah to remind yourselves of this. And I believe it's obvious to me that, you know, Parshas Bahar comes along, of course, every mitzvah mentioned in the Torah comes along once a year. But whenever Parshas Bahar comes around, we have to remind ourselves of the Inyan of Shemitah. Even though we only have Shemitah every 7 years, but the Nekuda, the concept, has to be inculcated as much as possible within ourselves that it's the Kadosh Baruch Hu who's running the world. And we should be zelcha to see Shefa Baruch Hu Atzlacha. We should be zelcha to high levels of Emunah, and through that Emunah, we should be zelcha to Siyat and Deshmaya. And also, we should be able to be considered Gibori Koach, whether it's in the world of Gibor Koach in terms of the Shemitah element, or the Gibor Koach in terms of our Limud HaTorah and our Aliyah in Torah and Mitzvos. Shabbos.